It is now time for the feature band of the week.
Access granted.
Nice.
Oh, you do me so good, baby.
Okay. Now, another past feature band that didn't record well on the podcast was the band called Bleeding Hearts. Not bleeding.
Not bleeding. Not
bleating.
Yeah.
B-L-E-A-T-I-N-G.
Like a sheep or goat.
Yes. Now, you can check these guys out at bleatinghearts.ca. You got it down there. Now, this is a Vancouver-based eight-piece band.
Eight pieces.
They've got brass reeds, guitars, drums, voices, a whole ton of stuff going on here.
Is a voice a piece?
Now, no, but
I know a voice is an instrument.
They do,
but would it be considered a piece?
They
if
do.
You were,
but it's lots of voice, so they collectively sing.
Ah,
which is an interesting thing. We'll get to this.
Well, I heard. I've heard.
Oh
them
yeah,
before.
We did feature it before.
Yeah.
Now, so we've got.
My question was more logistical than anything.
Oh, okay. We've got Hassan Lee, Kevin Romain, Rose Melberg, Jay Arner, Aaron Cumming, Michelle Furbacher, Chad Warford, and Layla Gabe. Oh, man. And
I think in future, whenever we're introducing people's
you
names,
should read
I
it?
Think I should probably read their names.
Yeah. Okay. Now...
Hey, Steele, I love you, but you're not good at pronouncing people's names.
All right.
You're well, good at a lot of things, and especially a lot of things that I'm not good at. And you do a lot on the show, but reading names well is not.
Yeah, well, you know, names are tricky.
They can be.
Especially in this day and age.
But that's what I do every day.
Like, look at this name. That I has got two dots on it.
It's got an umlaut. It does.
Like, how do you read that?
I don't know. I would have read it as Gabe. But maybe,
right.
I don't know what an umlaut does to an I. If someone can call in to 519-884-2567 and tell us what an umlaut does to an I in terms of what it makes it sound like, you will win the awesome prize of awesomeness.
Now, back to the Bleeding Hearts here. This is their debut full-length album right here.
Okay, yeah.
They released this in March of 2012, so it's very current.
Just last month.
Yeah.
2 months ago.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's very current. Yeah, oh yeah, because it's May today.
I know.
Yeah. So, yeah, brand new stuff right here. And these
awesome.
Guys are from Vancouver, and it sounds amazing. So, they even have... Now, I did a blog on it, on my blog.
Mm-hmm.
And I posted on there the link where you can get one of their songs free.
I think blog can be used as a verb as well.
I blogged it.
Mm-hmm.
And you can get their free song, Walls Come Tumbling Down, right off my blog. It sends a link right to where you can get it. And there's even more about them there, which is some great stuff. So, I'm going to play a couple tracks by these guys right here.
The Bleeding Hearts.
All right, I'm going to play... Walls Come Tumbling Down, right into my personal favorite, which is called Closer Further.
Nice.
Right
okay.
here on Sound FM 100.3, Mono a Mono.
I just hope
right. There you heard it. Some bleeding hearts right here on Sound FM 100.3, Mono a Mono. And that's it right there. What I like about it is the full orchestral, like all that stuff, that where we said before, the brass, the reeds,
that's
the
right.
stuff like that going on in the background there.
Yep, and if you want more information on them, you can go to their website, www.bleedinghearts.ca. And remember, bleeding is spelt like the sheep noise. B-L-E-A-T-I-N-G hearts.ca.
That's right.
So there you go. So check them out.
That's right. Woo!